Okay, welcome to October 17th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DiCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is not because I'm a historian. Actually, I'm not. I find history rather boring, to be honest with you. I do this show because I'm a proud patriotic American. I assemble this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And now moving on to today's headlines. General Washington gives orders to the newest member of his spy ring. Plus, the World Series is interrupted by the Loma Prieta earthquake. And we'll wish a happy birthday to UFC champ Holly Holm. All right, now here I go. 1779. General Washington gives orders to the newest member of his Culper spy ring. And I found it, actually, on founders.archives.gov. The Culper ring is not talked about very much, though it played just as important of a role in the American Revolution as the French or Robert Morris, the financier of the Revolution. Without the Culper ring, Washington would have likely lost the war, since the spy ring was responsible to key moments in Washington's decision-making. In 1779, when the British Redcoats had taken over New York, a young man named Robert Townsend unexpectedly joined. He was a shy and quiet man who would be expected to be the face of the man who would single-handedly change the course of history with his intelligence. When he joined, he wanted his identity only to be revealed to the member of the ring who recruited him, Abraham Woodhull, and the courier who delivered Townsend's messages through the lines of other spies, who routed the information across the South Connecticut to the hands of Washington. And once Washington was informed of his arrival, he gave clear instructions. It's a long letter, so I'll have to paraphrase, but Washington was looking for movements by land and water in and around New York, especially how transports were secured against an attempt to destroy them, a detailed description of the place where the works crossed the island in the rear of the city, how many soldiers, and whether redoubts were open and closed next to the city. As I said, it is quite lengthy. Washington goes on for several pages, looking for specifics in and around the city. Townsend would be brilliant in his role, eventually getting a job as a journalist at a local New York printing press, which would give him an excuse to ask questions and not draw suspicion. It really is an interesting letter, and provides a profound look into how General Washington would arrange his plans to beat the British. 1989. World Series is interrupted by the Loma Prieta earthquake. Just briefly. The Oakland A's and San Francisco Giants were playing ball in the Battle of the Bay at Candlestick Park when a 6.9 magnitude shook the city, killing 67 people, injuring thousands, and costing over $5 billion. Come on, God! It's Game 6 of the World Series! Actually, it was only delayed about 20 minutes. The quake was centered around the Santa Cruz Mountains, about an hour or two depending on traffic south of the city, but the 880 freeway essentially would collapse, killing 63. Also known as the San Francisco-Oakland earthquake and the World Series earthquake, it became the first major disaster to really be caught on camera due to the media surrounding the ballgame. 1981. Happy birthday, Holly the Preacher's Daughter, Holm. If I was 15 years old, there'd be no doubt I'd have a poster or two of her on my wall. Former UFC women's bantamweight champ, former pro boxer and kickboxer, the preacher's daughter can get a man into a lot of trouble if he doesn't mind his P's and Q's, if you know what I mean. Hottie Holly has defended her title 18 times in 3 weight classes, and she's a 2-time Ring Magazine Fighter of the Years. She's ranked by BoxRec as being the 10th best female professional boxer of all time. Her career highlight was probably in 2015 when she beat the champ, Ronda Rousey. Actually, the only time that Rousey was beaten by anybody. And it happened in front of 56,000 people in Shelburne, Australia. She's originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And yes, she is literally the daughter of a preacher. Happy birthday, Holly.
And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for October 17th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's episode.
How about some of the stuff that I didn't talk about today that's on the website?
Such as, what's your take on the battles of Saratoga? Anything you care to add to those stories? Or what about the Texas Rangers? No, I'm not talking about the baseball team. Don't mess with Texas, right? Or what about the story on OPEC? How do you think Jimmy Carter could have handled that a little bit better? So yeah, let me know what you think. You can also take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes on the website, so good luck with those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Seward's Folly, the Mason-Dixon line, and Puerto Rico. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.